I make my paintings to soothe the ghosts of loved ones now passed to the other side. I cannot admit that I wished for their deaths in spite of the nights that I laid up and cried. And I do this for ghosts of the ancestral beasts who I hunted and stabbed and drew bellowing screams. And even when not doing murders by hand, we tear at their flesh in the deeps of our dreams. Take that, and take that, oh but wait, I'm a good boy. I paint these emblems to show you my love. These tokens of worship, these offerings of peace, are seeds of the prayers sent to you up above. So do you like my paintings? Will they hang on your fridge? Am I the child that you want me to be? Does my every gesture elicit your smile? Will you bring some nice cocoa and cookies for me? No, wait. Come here, you impressionable youths. Part with your mothers and follow below. These shadowy forms overwhelm and amaze you. They shake and erase everything that you know. I magically mold you into my image to enforce the guilt of the primal horde, to socialize you, to get proper behavior. So tremble before me, I am your Lord. With these cards all out on the table, perhaps I just wanted to talk to you. Maybe this energy just needs to flow. Maybe we just needed something to do. Like this urgency, too much rain in the gutter, the water. It sparkles and catches our eyes. The rivulets form to fill up the rivers that fill up the oceans, put clouds in the skies. And I heard all our words pour out in a torrent, trying out poses, this one and that. We climbed back together to witness the sun as he painted the skies while we silently sat. I've climbed back into this endless cave on hands and knees, swallowed my fear. The light from my torch casts ghosts in the shadows, in the smell of the earth, in the echoes I hear. And the elders and children remain in the village. Companions are hunting, they've gone on ahead to seek mammoths or bison, horses or boars. But something compels me to do this instead. I mix my spittle with charcoal and ochre, smear my hands with dollops of clay, blow lines into shapes of the hunting above. I return to this work day after day. So I make my paintings to soothe the ghosts of loved ones now passed to the other side. I cannot admit that I wished for their deaths in spite of the nights that I laid up and cried.